Yanks and Rays at the Trop. Erasmo Ramirez on the hill for Tampa Bay, making his first start since taking over for the demoted Blake Snell, taking on Luis Severino, looking to bounce back after a rough start his last time out.
Shot toward left center. Ellsbury on the run. He will not be able to get there. Back into the triangle. Here comes Longoria. He's going to score. No play. This game tied on the double by Logan Morrison. Ricky Weeks Jr. will pinch hit.
Swing and a chopper toward third. Backhanded and underneath the glove of Ronald Torres. Down the line it goes. Kiermaier scores. Here comes Longoria. And the Rays take a 4-2 lead here in the seventh.
A 2-2. Fly ball deep into right field. Souza Jr. will go back and it's gone.
And it's a 4-4 game.
And a base hit into left field. Gardner with a pickup. Throw is going to be cut off and the Rays take the lead.
Longo comes through again. So for the 20th time this season, Colomé is on.
Little ground ball. Colomé's got it. Rays win it.
So the Rays get the win 5-4. Alex Colomé earns his 11th save of the year. Evan Longoria's fourth hit of the night proved to be the difference. It was Longo's 102nd career RBI against the Yankees. Kevin Cash saw his club grind out a series opening win against the Yankees Friday night. The skipper then talked to reporters after the game.
The last homestand, we probably left a bad taste in our mouth, and it was nice to come from behind. That was pretty nice to see the guys battle back. I mean, obviously it all started with Erasmo Ramirez, and you never know what kind of link the guy's going to give you that has not been built up, but he's about as good as anybody as far as being efficient and getting deep in a ball game. I mean, it wasn't really the pitch counts that got him up. It was more the ups and downs from five or six innings, whatever he threw. So really impressed with the way the guys came back. I mean, Severino's tough. He's been tough on a lot of teams this year. And he was tough on us. But we kind of picked our spot and made it work. Really happy for Ricky Weeks to come up, get the big hit there to knock in two and give us a lead. And then to come back with Longo's hit. So a lot of good things offensively, pitching, defense, everything. A lot of good things today.
Just adding on to that, how important is late game hitting like we saw tonight?
Well, I mean, you know, the biggest hits come in the late ball games and when the games are tight. And, I think we got a lot of people in this clubhouse right now that are, you know, wanting to be in those situations. And, you know, it seems like 1 through 9 that I mean, whether it's their turn or somebody else's, they're extremely, you know, eager to get up there and they want to be the guy. And right now it's working out well.
We saw some big plays from your defense tonight, the double play with Diego Moreno on the mound. How did you see it?
Yeah, I mean, there was some. We turned some big double plays. That was a big one. The pitch at Farquhar through the Judge to get the double play there when he came in, I believe the eighth. That was a big one. But we got to play efficient defense to win games, and we did tonight.
And just your thoughts on Ryan Stanek and Jose Alvarado coming in, or Jose Alvarado than Ryan Stanek?
Yeah. They're learning as we go. That's on me for putting them out there. But that's where we're at. Alvarado's been tremendous for us since he's been up here. I was very impressed that he came back and found a way to get a pop-up from Ellsbury after walking the guy. And then Ryan Stanek can be fine. I know his outings haven't been the cleanest yet, but that's kind of the luxury of the style of games that we play. We don't have many separated games where you can just get a guy, get their feet wet. So he's been in some high leverage situations in his first three appearances, but he's going to be a better pitcher and learn from some of those experiences going forward.
Did you think that Erasmo was going to get through five as efficiently as he did? I mean, 55
no.
pitches.
No, I mean, anybody that said they did, I would probably challenge that thought. But we've seen Erasmo be really efficient. And even when he's given up hits early in the count, and that's what allows him to get deep in the ball games. But just the way he just continued to attack the strike zone and create them to swing.
Talk about Longo and the way he came through four times tonight.
Yeah, Longo needed a day off, and it showed up today. You know, the off day probably helped him. You know, we ask a lot of Longo to be out there every day for us, and anytime you're playing 19, 20, 21 straight games, and you're going to wear down a little bit, and I think that's what we saw in Cleveland, but he got kind of freshened up, and then he comes up with two huge hits for us today.
Can you talk a little bit about his place in the history of the Tampa Bay Rays?
Yeah, I saw that stat in Cleveland. They had it on the Jumbotron about him breaking Crawford's record for at-bats or most at-bats. I mean, it says something. I mean, to get that many at-bats, to do it with one organization, I mean, he's a special player. And, you know, I don't know if I've said this before. I don't know if you could ask for a better representative to represent your team the way Evan Longoria has done over his last 8-9 years in the big leagues.
Evan Longoria's fourth hit of the night was the game winner on Friday. Longo then chatted with the media after the win.
This was a battle. You know, we know that team over there is, we're looking up at them. And the divisional games are tough. And this is a big win for us. We've been playing good baseball. And for us to stay in the game and, you know, eventually give ourselves an opportunity to win was huge.
For you, coming up in the eighth, you singled to left. Derek Norris scored. In what ways maybe did you concentrate a little bit more in that moment?
I was swinging the bat pretty well tonight. I felt pretty good at the plate. I was just focused on getting a pitch in the zone. I've been struggling chasing a lot of pitches out of the zone lately. So that was the focus, was just get a pitch in the zone and try and hit it on the barrel.
You said you were swinging it well tonight. Well, that is the case. Four hits tonight. It ties your career high. How were you able to produce the way you were out there today?
I was due. That's about it. I mean, this game's tough, and you just go up there and swing the bat.
The series continues Saturday. Masahiro Tanaka on the mound for the Yanks against Matt Andrees for the Rays.